в Лазаре. Из Кладар Верес Исраэл Шаруй Бло Азон. Very powerful statement. Anyone who lives in Eretz Israel resides without sin. Shneemar, Pasuk in Shael, Uval Yomar, Shekem Chalisi Ha'am Hayashev Ba Nisu Abon. One should not say, it shall not be said that I am sick, if I'm translating the word Chalisi right, and that the nation that is sitting there is carrying sin. They do not carry sin. It doesn't mean they don't sin. If it would say that, then it would say that. It means that they don't carry the sin. It means that chait is not a burden for them. Let's see Rashi. The last long line on top. Someone should not complain to say, Tzarli, woe to me, I am sick, woe to me, ki kulam nisuei avon, for all are bearing sin. They are not bearing sin. Why should that be? What is the difference between a sinner who bears his sin and a sinner who doesn't bear his sin? Why should Eretz Yisrael make that difference? Chared, it also doesn't mean that you don't get punished for your averus. Who can say the Jews and Eretz Yisrael don't get punished for their averus? So it's proven by Sanhedrin Mikdash all about, the first one and the second. I guess the question is whether it gets into you or not. Now, the rabbi in his Drasha on Shuvah explains that the notion of Ashma is never applied to the Jewish nation. Individuals can be Ashamim. The Tzibur is never Ashem. One of the places he's medayikin in is in the is in the tefillah of Yom Kippur. We say in the Chasim of Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Molchei Yisrael La'avonoseinu V'La'avonos Kol Amo Beis Yisrael U'Ma'avir Ashmoseinu B'Chol Shana V'Shana. Melech Molchei Yisrael V'Yom Kippur. So the Rav asked on the incongruity between the two halves of the first part of the Chasima. Melech Molchei Yisrael La'avonoseinu La'avonos Kol Amo Beis Yisrael. So who is the antecedent of these pronouns? Melech Molchei Yisrael La'avonoseinu apparently means the Tzibur present, right? La'avonos Kol Amo Beis Yisrael means Kol Amo Beis Yisrael, right? Clear enough. So it is, isn't it? So when we say in the next part of the sentence, U'ma'avir Ashmoseinu b'chol shana v'shana, that is, why doesn't it say, U'ma'avir Ashmoseinu v'ashmos kol amo beis Yisrael b'chol shana v'shana? What happened? If we can make that distinction by Mechila, by Mechila's Avonos, why don't we make that distinction by Ashamot as well, Mahavarat Ashamot? So the Rav said the answer is, I didn't hear it, it's in the Al Tshuva somewhere. By Averos, Am Yisrael has Averos, has Avonos. We have Avonos, Am Yisrael has Avonos. When it comes to Ashamot,
Am Yisrael doesn't have Hashem Oretz.
We, even in the small tzibur, might have Hashem Oretz. Am Yisrael doesn't have Hashem Oretz. What's the difference between an Avon and an Hashem? An Avon is the same. You did something wrong. And Ashma is from Lashon Shmama. It's a desolation. It's that the sin desolates you. You're destroyed from that sin. Now that destruction is apparently not permanent. Or at least as Rat Hashem, it's not permanent. And therefore, there's an Oshim of Umadir Ashmoseinu B'chol Shana V'Shana. Even if our sins turn into Hashemot, nevertheless, Hashem is Ma'avir Ashmoteinu B'chol Shana V'Shana. That imprint of Ashma that falls upon us is Huavak. It can be Nevak. It's Nevak. Am Yisrael never gets tainted with Ashma. The Avonot don't make it deep into their whatever. And therefore, they have Avonot without Hashemot. The term Nisu Avon, using this pasuk, I understand that the word Avon seems to be more like the Mochel Avonot, but seems to be associated more with the attachment which should be associated more with Ashma. You have Avonot is one thing. You're not just having Avonot here. You're Nisu Avon. In the pasuk, Hocheach tochiach et samisecha, v'lo sisa alav chet. Rashi quotes in the Medrash that the lo tisa alav chet is not to be mavim tnei chaver barabim. But just in a minimalistic derech hapshat understanding, which I think is implied in the Ramban, is that you should not perceive him as having the chet just because he did it. Do not make this part of your relationship with him, that he is a nesu chet. He carries the sin with him. In our relationships with people, the things that they do to us, which we treat as something that has to be solved. So you solve it. And then once in a while there are things in which, because they did this, that, and the other thing to us, it'll never be the same. So al pi din, that's also... Roti Salah Chait is that the, you know, it doesn't mean you have to forget what happened, it doesn't mean you have to, you know, act foolishly in the future, but it's holding a grudge. This is the notion of Nisu Avon, Nisu Chait, Nisu Avon, Ashna, that it's there. And it doesn't go away, or it doesn't go away without Mamish Ma'avir Ashmoseinu B'chol Shana V'Shana. Someone who attaches himself to Am Yisrael through Eretz Yisrael, and it's an attachment. The Rambam's about this. Rambam Kiddush HaChodesh in Sefer HaMitzvos, and it's a halacha by Par Halamdarish of Sibur, and his rabbis find in Perish Mishnayos too, that basically the Sibur of Am Yisrael are the Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone else is Jewish, in the Dallas. But what constitutes a tzibur is those people living in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, in order for the tzibur to be chayav a carbon chatas because of a communal achay, the majority of the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael have to be over on the chay. The Jews in the Gola are not taken into consideration, regardless of whether they were over or weren't over. And that's called the par helam davar shel tzibur. When the tzibur does the chay peshogay, that the chiyuv karis of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. That's the tzibur. That's the vadat tzibur, so to speak. It should be everybody. That's the others, they're there, and they're pretty Jewish, and they and no doubt about it. But they participate in the tziburiyot of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. It's Knesset Yisrael, which is Shavui B'lo Avon. And therefore, Ka'adav Eretz Yisrael, Shavui B'lo Avon, as an active participant in Knesset Yisrael, as opposed to a passive onlooker from beyond that borders. The individual chait of the Jew in Eretz Yisrael and the Jew in Chutz La'aretz is the same chait. But the imprint upon him as a member of the tzibur, which is not mitzvah in Avonot, in Ashlot, never become the suavon. You did it, but you don't bear it. You did it, you need a kapara, you need a mechiv, a sikha, but you don't bear it. In Chutz La'aretz, it's born. It could be Nesuah. That's, I think, how we should understand Ka'adav Eretz Yisrael Shari B'Lav Avon. We'll see the configurations in March tomorrow. Yeah.
Still understanding the idea based on what Rav said. The Hashemot, based on the Rav and the Kibbe, there are Hashemot on this small seaboard. And based on what the Rav is saying, it's called Hador, it's all on Yechidim.
Yes, because the Yechidim that participate in the seaboard are benefit from that participation.
So the Yechidim in Eretz Yisrael have no Hashemot.
Right.
So why wouldn't we be, why would we change the bracha?
Because our people live in the gullahs. And it could be also that the havarat hashemot of the yechidim is through their participation in the tzibur, of which living in Israel is an act of participation in the tzibur. The whole notion is, it must be in the drasha about and the need or lack of it to do tshuva. And the Rambam holds that for Averos Kalos, you don't even need to do tshuva to be miskaper through the Seir Chatas. How does it work? It works for the Yechidim too. The Yechidim don't have to do tshuva. They only have to do tshuva on Averos Chamuros, for reasons we won't get involved in right now. But in Averos Kalos, the Yechidim doesn't have to do tshuva because he's mitkaper through the tzibur. It could be that the kapara through the tzibur is... you know, how often it happens, and how does it take place, and what unity of the tzibur is required in order to affect it, the lo pashut. But that's the Ka'adav Eretz Yisrael, and the Mitzvah Am Yisrael is the Shari B'lo Avon.
Is this
The mission Sanhedrin says, "Call Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba." It's never right. Amech Kulam Sadikim Laolam Yeshua. Next words are, "Ve'elu Einayim."